The Assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Raimonds Vejonis, President of the Republic of Latvia. I request protocol to escort His Excellency. On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Raimonds Vejonis, President of the Republic of Latvia, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, during these days, Latvia marks 25 years since regaining independence and joining the United Nations. Latvia took its rightful place in the United Nations in 1991 with the clear objective of collective contribution to security, stability, and prosperity of the world. As a responsible democratic state based on the rule of law and respect for human dignity and freedom, Latvia remains strongly committed to the essential work of the United Nations. Mr. President, the United Nations has been and will be our platform for global engagement. The far-reaching agreements on sustainable development and climate change have restored trust in the multilateral system's ability to deliver solutions on pressing global issues. More than ever, there are great expectations for the United Nations to meet the rising challenges for peace and development and deliver results effectively and promptly. Last year, in the 2030 agenda, we all pledged to leave no one behind. This promise supports poverty eradication and development efforts in the most challenging context. It means addressing persistent vulnerabilities and building resilience in complex, protracted crises and conflict-affected populations. Therefore, strengthening of the development and security nexus must become our mission. All people have the right to live in peace and security in their own countries. Conflicts, poverty, disasters, and climate change have contributed to the rise of large movements of refugees and migrants. 125 million people around the world desperately need humanitarian assistance. The current unprecedented migration crisis cannot be addressed by the most affected countries alone. It is a global phenomenon which requires joint efforts and shared responsibility. The global commitment to shared responsibility shown at the UN summit on Monday goes hand in hand with the implementation of the 2030 agenda. Sustainable solutions must be found to ensure opportunities for education, employment, and business for persons forcibly displaced during protracted crises and conflicts, and to provide support for host communities and countries. Development of peaceful and inclusive societies, good governance, and respect for human rights will also help us tackle the spread of violent extremism. While military and security measures are necessary to combat Daesh and similar groups, we need to address the root causes which turn people to violent extremism. Latvia is a part of global coalition against Daesh, which has been instrumental in combating this group in Iraq and in Syria. We welcome the NATO decision to step up support of the efforts of the coalition. Only unified, coordinated, collective action at global, regional, and national levels will be able to confront these unconventional threats. Terrorist attacks continue almost daily. Fighting terrorism must remain our priority. The international community needs a plan for building resilience in the communities that for years have suffered the barbaric rule of Daesh. It will also require the willingness of local populations to shape their future based on the rule of law and human rights. Thus, countering the factors conducive to radicalization, extremism, and terrorism. Mr. President, we will not be able to achieve sustainable development goals without sustaining peace and preventing conflicts. Decisive political action to address and prevent the conflicts causing massive displacement and suffering is more urgent than ever. The international community must find political solutions. The security challenges in the Middle East are marked by the high degree of complexity, spillovers, and refugee flows. After 5 years of civil war, Syria is destroyed. Attacks against civilians, medical facilities, and schools still continue. This is unacceptable. The perpetrators of international crimes must be brought to justice. A real nationwide ceasefire and improved humanitarian access are a prerequisite for the resumption of talks. Latvia has provided its contribution to mitigate the consequences of the conflict. However, only a credible and inclusive political solutions will return stability to Syria. All members of the International Syria Support Group must put their political weight behind the UN-led process. In Libya, the institutional vacuum has created a breeding ground for terrorist groups such as Daesh. Unity and cohesion between rival parties in Libya is a key element for long-term stability and success in the fight against terrorists. Iran's diligent implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency will contribute to greater stability in the Middle East. On the other hand, the irresponsible actions of North Korea, including repeated nuclear tests, undermine the security of all countries in the region and beyond. We support all recent international efforts to make progress towards the Middle East peace process and find common ground to bring the two parties back to meaningful dialogue. There is no alternative to the two-state solution to be reached through peace negotiations. Ensuring long-term stability in Afghanistan is of vital importance for global and regional security. Adverse developments in Afghanistan can have spillover effects on the neighboring countries of Central Asia, which undermines their potential to develop economic connectivity at macro-regional scale. Latvia provides political and financial support to foster reforms in Afghanistan. We call on more active regional cooperation together with continued international support to sustain the growth and prosperity of Afghanistan and its people. Mr. President, in many more countries, the political situation is highly volatile. and some are engulfed in conflict. The UN and its peace efforts can help to stabilize these countries and gradually come back to normality. We support the UN in its aim to make peacekeeping more effective through updating available tools to meet new challenges. Better planning, equipment, and training will improve the effectiveness of peacekeeping and protection of civilians. Focus should be on strengthened collaboration with regional organizations. Building upon experience from other international operations, Latvia now is involved in its first ever UN peacekeeping operation in Mali. Mr. President, this is still a very turbulent time in Europe's security landscape. For Latvia, the stability and security of Europe's neighbors in the East is a strategic priority and remains high on the political agenda. A resolution of the protracted conflicts in Transnistria, Abkhazia, South Ossetia, and Nagorno-Karabakh should remain high on the international agenda. We must remain vigilant and insist that all states, including Russia, abide by their obligations under international law to respect the borders of sovereign states. Latvia, together with the international community, will continue to stand for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. The illegal annexation of Crimea by the Russian Federation will not be recognized and must end. Any discrimination against the Crimean Tatars and ethnic Ukrainians in Crimea requires a firm UN reaction. The international community must work to facilitate the peaceful resolution on the conflict in eastern Ukraine. All parties must fulfill their commitments under the Minsk agreements and make the Minsk process work. Latvia continues to support Ukraine in its reform process and its humanitarian needs. The United Nations' capacity to address the current challenges also depends on the political will to move forward necessary reforms of the Security Council. This is long overdue, and we should all aim for strengthening the legitimacy of this important body. For the Security Council to react accordingly, its members should restrain from using their veto in situations of atrocity crimes. Latvia supports this important initiative, as well as code of conduct regarding Security Council action against genocide, crimes against humanity, or war crimes. Mr. President, we are determined to keep the political momentum for climate action. In April, Latvia signed the historic climate agreement. We will strive to ratify the agreement as soon as possible, and we encourage others to do likewise. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has been driving the push for worldwide action on climate change and gender equality. Latvia is grateful to him for his leadership and dedication over the past decade. The scope of challenges that the world faces is daunting. The bold global agenda requires leadership. Therefore, the expectations for the next Secretary General of this organization are as high as ever. This important job requires courage and readiness to effectively tackle the issues that face us. While we are looking for the best qualified candidate, we also recall that Eastern Europe is the only region that has not held the post of Secretary General. I am equally convinced that after 70 years, it is time to choose a woman for the United Nations top job. Mr. President, there are many challenges that shape the evolving global landscape, but we now have clear outlines of a new and better world that can be reached through diligent implementation of the 2030 agenda. Implementation of the new agenda will not be easy. Only through an informed and active society, in a true partnership between all stakeholders, and by reviewing the progress, we will be able to achieve the necessary transformative change by 2030. This is a time for us to act together responsibly. Latvia will continue to play its part in shaping a better future for us all. Thank you for attention.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Latvia for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the President?